This is where kind of we're kind of leaving the for-profit platform model behind a bit, and kind of bringing in these ideas around and techniques around self-management, which have been brought from the Netherlands through this visionary guy called Jos de Blok, and it's called Burtzorg. And there's kind of groups setting up in Britain now that are using this this technique. We're working very closely with wellbeing teams, which is one group that's the furthest along and is up and running. And the way that's structured is that you'll have a group of people who are providing the professional care and support, and then there's coaching and peer support. So there's a coach kind of associated with each circle, and then that coach is kind of like an advanced practitioner, if you like, and is a very experienced person who's able to kind of mentor and support and advise. But they don't fire. So it's a very different kind of relationship. What else was I going to say? And then kind of we're also bedding in like peer support structures as well. So you kind of get support and advice from other workers and peer volunteers as well who are on the platform who can help you improve. So you might be getting, so say that you have a bad review from somebody or a bad reference or a dispute, sorry, not a bad review, then you could be getting support from a coach, from a peer who's kind of gone through a similar experience to you maybe, and also from somebody who may be receiving support themselves and can kind of tell you what it might have felt like to make that person kind of trigger a complaint or an issue. So it's more about your experience in life rather than the role you hold. So this is all part of the pilot this year. So we're kind of exploring these models. Then in terms of kind of the hierarchy thing that you mentioned, each circle is kind of semi-autonomous, so they're not kind of managed, but they are, they can kind of collectively agree to, say, participate in a tendering exercise with the local council, so that they can then offer services, tendered services in that area. And we're using sociocracy as kind of our operating model, which is a form of alternative governance where you sort of nominate people into the kinds of roles that would usually be covered by a manager who's appointed by a senior team. So instead, it's the circle that does the appointing or the nominating, as it were, and those roles are split out. So instead of the manager, you know, holding the meeting and telling people what to do and kind of making sure that people sort of follow up on what they say they'll do and keeping track of, you know, promises made in the future and, you know, representing their team to the higher levels, those are actually four roles. Four people are nominated by the circle with a set term, and those roles are kind of passed around and transitioned.